Well, I want to welcome again Emily Weinstein and Mary Dow. You guys are here to help promote the chair. What's it, the Painted Chair and More auction that helps to raise funds for the Independent Animal Rescue, right? Well, you're sitting there.
Speak up.
This is a radio show, woman. They can't see you nodding.
We can't broadcast nods.
Yes, we're really appreciative of this chance to tell people about, first of all, about Independent Animal Rescue and about the Painted Chair and More auction, which is our big fundraiser of the year, which we'll have at...
Flyer, by the way.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Which we'll have at the American Legion Hall on Legion Road on the 27th of July, starting at 5 o'clock in the evening. It's a lovely buffet, a silent auction and a live auction. And we have many pieces of beautiful art that local artists have painted. It used to be just chairs, and it's gone on to so many more things. And Emily's going to show you some of these.
Very exciting things. This is a bumper crop this year.
Oh, good.
We have never had so many phenomenal pieces. Here, I'll show you.
Oh, that's so cute.
Sugar.
Is that a gourd?
Oh, my goodness.
This is a gourd. But it's actually a cat.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a solid white cat with blue eyes and cat pink nose. And darling litter sugar. She's got a heart on the backside. In any case, this was done by Women Craft artist Rosemary Hunter.
That is so cool.
Yeah. We had over 25 women craft artists donated really gorgeous, gorgeous pieces this year. And
we had to bring this one because we weren't allowed to bring any cats or dogs into the studio this evening. So,
yeah.
and we're all about getting homes for cats and dogs. So.
Right.
We've got lots of incredible jewelry. This piece is by Joy McGill, and it's rose quartz, and it's actually healthy to wear. It's two different types of quartz, and she fashioned this heart with a, I don't know what that is in the middle, but it's gorgeous.
That is, that's beautiful.
I know, you're going to have to outbid me.
But in any case, more cats and dogs.
More. Oh, and this is a Lazy Susan by Janet Resnick.
Oh, that's so cool. I love Janet's work.
Yeah, Janet Resnick has a gorgeous piece in it.
Wow.
That's an interesting bottom that she attached.
Yeah, well, it's the Lazy Susan.
So you can put it on the table and spin it and your sauces and condiments.
Great idea.
It's got a fabulous bunny. It's got a dragonfly, an owl.
I love this little turtle.
A beagle, a turtle, a rabbit.
That is very cute.
It's just exquisite.
Very cute.
And then this, for your music lovers... It's a stand-up bass teapot.
Oh, how cute.
From Ann Bogert. Yeah.
Who did that?
Ann Bogert. She's actually in Durham.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's a fantastic potter.
That is so cool.
And then another Women Craft member, she shears, dyes, and what is it?
Spins.
She spins her own wool.
Oh, my goodness.
And so this exquisite sweater actually fits me.
Oh, my gosh.
Anybody listening that wants to buy me something.
So yeah. who is the artist for this piece?
The artist is...
The tag's on the sleeve over there. On the other sleeve.
Hand.
Oh, but it's the colors are just gorgeous.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It is lovely. Yeah, this is a hand-dyed, hand-knitted spun... By Pat Randolph.
That's right.
And Pat Randolph is also
unbelievable.
Women Craft member. And then we have this,
how cute.
Okay, we could not bring, even though it's the Painted Chair More auction, we couldn't bring a big chair, right? So we brought the tiniest that we had. But
it's so cute.
You know,
it's a cat.
It's got a kitten face to it. And it's got little paws.
And little ears.
Yeah.
Oh, that is
And on the
just
bottom, some little paws, right?
Oh, too
cute. On the bottom.
It's a little tail.
And the tail comes up and around.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That is just darling.
It is, I know. It is exquisite.
Who did that?
This is by one of our foster homes, Martha Lewis, who has fostered and adopted quite a number of our cats. and has gone into painting, you know, just out of interest fairly recently. I think she was prompted by last year's painted chair where she did some very nice pieces, and this time she's done this piece and a beautiful big bench which we're just picking up this weekend, and two lovely small chairs with two of her foster cats on them, Tippy and Chin Chin, who are still available, and so we're hoping that the people who adopt Tippy and Chin Chin will also adopt the chairs to go with them. They're just lovely. They're
so
on our
cool.
website. We should mention the website, because all of the pieces are on the website.
Oh, yes, on animalrescue.net.
Okay.
Just go to animalrescue.net. And no, not only a quarter of the pieces are on. We have hundreds of pieces.
That's right.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
Yes.
So only a quarter. No, not even. Not even
a
quarter.
But you'll be adding more.
Pass me that
fabulous. Hold this then.
Yeah. We have, oh, my gosh. We got donated a Betty Bell. Is this exquisite?
That is
It's a watercolor of an elderly woman with
holding her cat.
With a cat.
Aww.
Yeah,
a little
I saw
bird
that.
On it today.
Yeah,
very
there's
nice.
A lot. That is
oh,
a beautiful piece.
Bird.
She's no longer painting.
No.
This is a very valuable watercolor.
Oh.
I'll tell you that much. It's exquisite. It's
very nice.
I've seen a lot of Betty Bells. I adore her work. This is my very favorite.
Mm.
So I feel really thrilled to have that in the... That'll be in the live auction. Both auctions are very fun. And we're hoping a lot of people come out.
What is the venue for the auction?
It's the Armory.
American Legion building.
Oh, that's right.
It's huge.
American
Last year, we were stuffed into this little place like sardines.
Aww.
This year, you're going to be able to move, and we'll have air conditioning. Last year, it was broken.
Oh, my gosh.
And we'll have some lovely entertainment
by
the Dogwood Blossom Quartet.
Aww.
So that'll be
cool.
Super. Yeah, so they're very good. So that'll be nice. And
so tell us again where... For people who don't know where the Armory is, or the American Legion.
Yeah, American Legion. It's on Legion Road in Chapel Hill.
Near Eastgate Shopping Center.
Yeah, kind of, well,
near
kind of behind...
Near behind
Rams Plaza.
Right, Plaza.
So that should be good. So we really hope a lot of people will come out, because... this is our main fundraiser of the year, and we have a big foster program for dogs and cats.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so every year we intake about 600 animals, dogs and cats, and try and find foster homes and then eventually forever homes for them. We don't have a shelter per se, but we have all these great people who foster them in their homes, get to know the animals, make sure they're well, get them vaccinated. And
you can foster, too, and become a volunteer.
We're always looking for foster homes.
So you don't have a shelter. You get people to take these animals and take care of them until you can find them a permanent home,
That's
basically.
That's right. And everything is taken care of food-wise, vet-wise, while they're doing this.
Oh,
this
well, that's good
we
to know. I mean, that's a good incentive to know that you're not going to have to fork out a bunch of dough to, you know,
it costs people nothing to do this,
right.
And they get the benefit of having animals in their home, and the animals get the benefit of the care that they give them. And for instance, we have from the teeniest kittens to the older cats. When possible, we draw cats from the no-kill shelters and dogs from the no-kill shelters that would otherwise not be able to find a home. We keep them until they find a home. We don't ever euthanize for... other than severe illness problems. So this is a wonderful opportunity for the animals while they're living with us, but we do need, obviously, a lot of funds to make it work, and we need a lot of foster homes who care for the animals, and I have in particular need at the moment because I have several litters of kittens in my home. We work with the feral colonies. People will call and say, you know, I'm in Carborough and there's a family of cats and kittens in the dumpster next to me, just in the parking lot here,
for
instance.
Oh, my gosh.
And we have a feral team that goes out and captures them. And where possible, when the kittens are small enough and can be tamed, and if we can get them early enough, we can tame them and make sure they're healthy and get everything done for them. And then they make lovely cats for people, lovely pets for people. And we take care of the mothers so they don't continue to breed.
They do TNR.
It's called
trap, neuter, release.
TNR. Oh, that's a good idea.
And Mary happens to be a TNR expert. I mean, phenom.
I know that capturing, just hearing, you know, what hearing you talk and hearing Seymour talk about taking out the cages and trying to grab some of these cats,
yes,
it's not an easy task, and it's somewhat dangerous because you can, you know, you can get hurt by those feral cats if,
yeah,
they scratch you. Oh yeah, I had a friend that happened,
really,
to, and I mean she ended up in the hospital for, mm-hmm, a long time. It, yeah, can, it's a very dicey thing.
You,
so I
to,
admire
you,
you guys,
doing,
yeah, you have
to
know what you're doing,
really careful,
yeah,
but we have all the equipment and we train people how to do it, you know, so they know how to do it. And in fact I do work with Seymour as well, and we have a feral colony in Chapel Hill that everything is fixed, and if Seymour feeds as well,
and
as we do.
You Seymour is so into, I mean, if there's a cat, she's like, oh, we gotta, you know, we gotta take care of this, and you probably are too if you work with her.
We have worked together quite a bit, yes, yeah. So we are very much interested in stopping animals ending up at the animal shelters, both dogs and cats, by helping with the spaying and neutering. We have a really active dog team at the moment, helping many, many dogs that would otherwise, unfortunately, not get out of the shelters.
And be euthanized.
And be euthanized,
right.
Yes.
So,
yeah,
really, one thing that Independent Animal Rescue has done is animals that would otherwise be euthanized aren't, because of IAR.
Right.
Also, one amazing, remarkable thing they do is that, like people like Seymour that are doing great work, they have a support system. So that she's not spending all her money on,
right,
spay and
right,
neutering. We've got Independent Animal Rescue jumping in. So having that support system is really a wonderful thing for those of us that care.
Right. And so you guys, when you have this auction, the money that you raise from this auction will actually go to pay for things like vet bills and covering other
100%.
Expenses.
100%.
Oh, that's
of what's
amazing.
Raised, every dime, every penny.
Because we are all volunteer. We have no paid people in the organization.
Right.
Not
sort
a
of
single
like
one.
This radio station.
Yeah. we have some very.
It's amazing what you can get done, though. You know,
oh,
I mean,
that's right.
How long is this? Has the Independent Animal Rescue been around? Do you know?
Well, it's been around for quite a number of years. I'm not actually sure when it started, but we certainly have had the painted chair for 11 years. So
11
we must have been
years.
Fundraising for it for, I certainly haven't been involved for 11 years. So I know it's much longer than that.
You've been involved for a long time, Emily,
yeah,
haven't you?
Yeah. Leslie Mann started it about 16 years ago. It was one very ambitious person, I would say, you know.
So there's never been a shelter. It's always operated this way. Wow, that's interesting.
Yes, we've never had a center, but we.
My house, your house could be our shelter.
Right, right.
Yes, yeah.
Seymour's.
Yeah.
And because we have such a great network of people, we can generally, we can't accommodate all the animals that need to come in, but we can generally manage between ourselves to help to make sure that everything that we have is taken really good care of. You know, we interchange animals between each other. If it gets too difficult for one person to have an animal, we have a wonderful way of sorting it out between the groups, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
And the feral team is doing a huge amount of work. We spayed and neutered over 1,200 cats last year.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
oh, my God. No wonder you need money. Good Lord.
And we have a couple of wonderful vets that work with us.
Well, who did name the vets so people can know, you know.
Well, we work very closely with the New Hope Animal Shelter and with the Cat Hospital of Durham. And we have a wonderful vet called Dr. Blankenship, who works as a research vet and donates a huge amount of her spare time. And in fact, it's her husband, Michael, and his group that are coming to do the music for us at the, at the
oh,
event.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
so. Well, and it really takes people who are dedicated to this cause. I mean, it's a part of who you are.
It,
you know, I've seen that with the people that I know that are involved with animal rescue and animal fostering, that it really, you can't stand it when there's an animal that's in peril. You know, you have to find a home, and I know that you are all very dedicated to that, and that's just It's a wonderful thing. Now, we're almost out of time.
Yeah, we've got 20 seconds. You want to say that? July 27th?
July 27th at the American Legion on Legion Road.
Yeah, hold that up again.
And check us out at animalrescue.net. That's animalrescue.net. And you can see some of the phenomenal things. And come out and bid.
Auction items.
Yeah.
It'll be a lot of fun. Great music, great food, great people.
Is there a cost to attend?
Yes.
You can't say prices on here.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's not that very much.
But you get to the website.
It's very
and see
reasonable.
The prices, very right. reasonable. And you get your dinner. So
right.
That's
fantastic.
And the price spays a cat.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's great.
Okay.
Great.
Well, thank
so
you guys
it.
So much yeah. for coming on, and good luck with the auction.
Well, thank
I know
you
it's going
to
be a wonderful
been very good
success.
To be here. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're out.